Greetings everyone, this is Kenneth Wong. Along Minglaba, Chano Kenneth Ba. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. Glad to have you along for another lesson, another thing ganza. The dialogue you just heard between Nang U and his client U Zomian gives you a pretty good idea how negotiations go. Since they are discussing the price of a tour package, there is a point at which the price for each person is specified. Nang U replies, Tayako Shetamba. Tayako Shetamba. Tayako in this context is for each person. Shetam is 80,000, the price that he is quoting. The key here is the use of the counting particle Yao to count human beings. You have already come across various types of counting words. For example, when Nang U is speaking to a flower seller, he says, Aung Vibye De Z to refer to a bunch of flowers, and Zabe Ban De Gong to refer to a string of a specific type of flowers. In these examples, Z function as the counting word for things sold in bunches, and Gong functions as the counting word for things sold in strands and strings. For this tinganza, for this lesson, I'd like to teach you how to ask for the price of each item using appropriate counting words. Under Pattern Practice 1 in the book in this chapter, under Price Per Person, follow along please. Takweko, Balao Le. How much is it for each cup? Tatego, Balao Le. How much is it for each piece of clothing? Tabuego, Balao Le. How much for each serving of food? Tayeko, Balao Le. How much for a day of service or labor? Danyago, Balao Le. How much for a night? Takugo, Balao Le. How much for each thing, each item? Dagango, Balao Le. How much for each creature? The last question may sound odd in modern English speakers' ears, but consider the cases where a farmer may need to buy a cow or a buffalo, or if you need to ask for the price of a whole fish or crab or chicken at the market. Moving on, somewhere in the middle of the dialogue, there is a discussion about the way in which the family will get to Bagan. So, U Zomian, the client asks, Le Yenela, by plane? And Nang U replies, Ganeba, kamya. It's by car. The kamya at the end of Nang U's answer is a politeness marker. He's speaking to a client, and he's speaking to probably somebody who is older than him, so he used the sentence end particle kamya to show politeness. If he were a woman, he will have to say ganeba shin to say it's by car in a polite way. In the book, there is a list of exchanges under the title Pattern Practice 2, The Way to Get There, so follow along, please. For the answers, I will be using the male politeness particle, 감야, at the end of the sentence. So remember to use 신 if you happen to be a woman. 가네라, is it by car? 야타네바, 감야, it's by train. 레예네라, is it by plane? 가네바, 가냐, it's by car. 아나 가네라, is it by a rental car? 고바인 가네바, 가냐, it's by a private car exclusively reserved for you. 바스 가네라, is it by bus? 심모네바, 가냐, it's by ship. At one point, when he is asked about what kind of food or meals are included, Nang U clarifies, Manesane neleza pare, dabime nyaza mababu. Manesane neleza, breakfast and lunch, pare is included, dabime, but nyaza, dinner, mababu, not included. Put it all together, Manesane neleza pare, breakfast and lunches are included, dabime nyaza mababu, but dinner is not. Under Pattern Practice 3 in this chapter, titled What's Included in the Package, there are a series of exchanges that you can practice with a partner, so follow along please. I will lead you through them. Manessa Bala, is breakfast included? Mapabu Dabime Nyaza Bade. No, but dinner is included. Neleza Bala, is lunch included? Mapabu Dabime Nyaneza Bade. No, but dinner is included. Zagabyam Bala, is a translator or interpreter included? Mapabu Dabime Lambya Bade. No, but a tour guide is included. Tan Shenye Bala, is cleanup included? Mapabu Dabime Kasya Bade. No, but a driver is included. Acho Apo Bala, is pick up and drop off included? Mapabu Dabime Dera Bade. No, but lodging is included. Moving on, when Nain U speaks about both breakfast and lunches being included, he joins the two nouns for breakfast and lunch with a specific particle. His answer is Manessa ne neleza bare. Manessa ne neleza bare. This particle ne in the middle of Manessa for breakfast and neleza lunch is the key. Following the grammar notes for joining nouns with the particle ne, there are a series of pairs that I have scripted out for you. So let me lead you through those. Follow along, please. Ka ne yata, car and train. Le ye ne yata, plane and train. Pasaka ne angaka, bus and rented car. Kobainka ne angaka, private car and rented car. Yatane thimmo, train and ship. One key thing to note about the particle ne. This is very similar to the English particle and, but there are some key differences. The first thing is you can only use ne to join nouns. So things like apple and oranges, things like jasmine and roses, yes, you can join them with the particle ne, but you cannot use the particle ne to join adjectives and verbs. For example, if you want to say this coffee is hot and bitter, you cannot say di coffee ga ka ne bure. You have to say di coffee ga ka pi bure. You need a different particle to join those. And you cannot use the particle ne to start a sentence the way you would use an in English to start a sentence. These are all the patterns and the grammar notes for this thinganza, for this lesson. I will see you later. Nau matuime.